The house that stood at 61 Woodland Street was built for William C. Skinner and his wife Florence. Skinner was twice president of the Colt's Patent Firearm Manufacturing Company, the second time during World War I. The Skinners built the house in 1901 at a cost of $145,000. Florence, whose father was in business with Walter and Henry Keeney, died in 1904. 4 years later, William sold the house in a transaction that the Hartford Courant described as the most significant sale since the sale of the Mark Twain house. Skinner died in 1922, following a nervous breakdown that was said to have been brought on by his two sons and his son-in-law, all serving in Europe in World War I. The Courant initially reported that Skinner was selling the house to a New York lady who would make her home in Hartford. This turned out to be Samuel P. Avery, a prominent New York businessman and philanthropist and a widely known art expert. Avery quickly became active in Hartford, supporting the Connecticut Historical Society and the Hartford Theological Seminary, and funding the Avery Memorial at the Wadsworth Athenaeum. Avery died in 1920. The last owner-occupant of the house was Henry K.W. Welch, a local businessman who was involved with the Hartford Courant. He descended from an early owner of the Connecticut Courant, George Goodwin. The house was demolished after Henry's death in 1948. The Courant building was built by Phoenix Mutual Life Insurance Company and completed in 1952.